afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. It is the Pope's first visit to the U.S., and he's celebrating his 81st birthday today. Thousands gathered at the Capitol to catch a glimpse of the pontiff, who attended one of the most elaborate ceremonies ever held at the White House. Pope Benedict XVI becomes only the second pope to be received there in 29 years. In his welcome ceremony, President Bush told the pontiff that during his visit he will find a, quote, nation of prayer. Most Pakistanis watch the Olympic torch travel through their country on television. Due to security concerns, the invitation-only event took place in a closed sports complex in Islamabad. The Olympic torch relay has been marred in the past by anti-China human rights protesters at many stops along its route. Students at Virginia Tech marked a solemn anniversary this morning by reading the names of the 32 victims of the campus massacre. 1 year ago today, they were murdered at the university in the single worst shooting in modern U.S. history. Governor Tim Kaine has called for a special day of remembrance. The Supreme Court has upheld lethal injection as a method of execution. Justices ruled 7-2 this morning, rejecting a constitutional challenge brought by a case in Kentucky. At issue was whether the most common method of capital punishment used by 35 states can cause excruciating pain for death row inmates, violating the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. The ruling will likely allow states to resume executions, which had been on hold pending the Supreme Court decision. Virginia's governor has already lifted his state's moratorium on executions. Comcast says it wants to develop a Bill of Rights and Responsibilities for file sharing. The plan is an expansion of Comcast's larger policy on file sharing. The company hopes its Bill of Rights will help it and other internet providers better manage file sharing traffic and also clarify what rights subscribers have over file sharing software on their computers. The feds are currently investigating Comcast for interfering with the traffic of its internet subscribers. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.